I'm excited. You excited?
Yes,
sir. You may be seated. John chapter 12. John Gospel chapter 12. Now the verse there has to do with how powerful you're going to walk in finances.
Yes, sir.
John chapter 12. I won't read the whole thing. I just read the 12th verse, the 12th chapter and the 24th verse.
Yes.
I'll read that for to get us started. And I'll read another verse, and then we're going to tell you what the Lord has revealed to us for you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
There in John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 24. Verily, verily, is Jesus the speaker.
Yes, sir.
I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall in the ground and die.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch the next statement, what he says. It abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. That's a powerful verse.
Yes, sir.
And that verse can be used in the atmosphere of sowing.
Yes, sir.
Now, what I'm going to share with you this morning is not regularly shared. It can't be shared regularly by everybody.
Yes, sir.
Even though it's truth, but you got to have a foundation to share this.
Yes, sir.
Money cometh, releases prophetic sowing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Everybody say prophetic sowing.
Prophetic sowing.
Yeah, I want you to get that clear. And when we say prophetic, it means activity describing or prescribing what would happen in the future.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. It's prophetic, and I found out that prophetical sowing came with money coming.
Yes, it did.
Prophetic sowing. In other words, money cometh is the prophecy.
Yes, sir.
And the seed is prophetic.
Yes, sir.
Before the revelation of money cometh, very little had been taught about prophetic sowing. For the prophetic atmosphere of money cometh brought prophetic sowing with it.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Now, the prophetic seed, will destroy all satanic attack on your finances. Write that down. The prophetic seed will destroy all satanic attacks on your finances.
Yes, sir.
The enemy does not want the church to come alive in this area of finances. He wants us to sing and pray and dance, but he don't want us to walk in prosperity.
That's right.
But here's a word for you now, the prophetic seed.
Yes, sir.
And thousands of dollars was sown on the altar last night. The prophetic seed will destroy all satanic attacks. Now, I see it, Lord. Now, there's a burst to John 10:10.
Yes, sir.
You just told me just now. Here is the birth of John 10:10 concerning your finances. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. He says, no, prophetic seed, stop all that.
Yes, sir.
And it bring you over on the other side. I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly.
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't have this in my note, but I saw it when I read that.
Yes,
the prophetic seed will destroy all satanic attack on your finances. So therefore, you go into the abundant life, you go into prosperity, you go into wealth, you go into increase by a prophetic seed. Now, prophetic seed is predicting the future.
Yes, sir.
That I'll never be broke another day in my life. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
a prophetic seed prophesies that the money gonna keep on coming.
Yes, sir.
No matter what the economy become, no matter what happened in the White House or the Out House,
yes,
the money gonna keep coming because it's prophetic. You cannot stop God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Isaiah 55:11 tell you that you cannot katala lamai. You can't stop God.
Yes, sir.
You can't stop him. No matter what happened in the world system, no matter what go on, you cannot stop God.
That's right.
The prophetic seed go forward. The prophetic seed will manifest.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You can't stop God.
Can't stop God.
Now all the attacks, Ron's still sowing.
Yes, sir.
All attack, that's 5,000. He sold 47,000 already.
Yes, sir.
All attack, he sold somewhere. David took text me and I said, $5,000 on the way. So now, if you understand, I'm going to go to some places this morning. I don't know how long it's going to take, man.
Yes, sir.
But I believe some things are about to be settled in a remnant of the body of Christ finances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'm speaking from revelation and evidence.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm speaking from revelation, evidence, and experience.
Yes.
All right. I'm not talking secondhand information. What's God over there said was, no, this is really happening. I've seen it happen, not only in me and other people alive who are connected. Yes. Now, so let's just peg John 10:10. I'm not going to leave it to the Holy Spirit. Let me leave. Because this is what's been happening to our finances. The enemy has been stealing, killing, and destroying our finances, even though we got a confession, even though we're paying our tithe. But this prophetic seed,
yes, sir,
this seed that nobody has to twist your arm.
Yes, right.
This seed where you don't have to read 9 scriptures
right. For
you to do it. There's something happening on the inside of you. Yes. Moves. You're like Ron Walker with that 5,000. I didn't ask him for no money. I wasn't receiving no offering. Yes. He just walked up with it.
Yes, sir.
What kind of seed is this?
Yes.
Then a man just walk up and sow $5,000. Nobody said nothing to him. Nobody read no scriptures about it. Nothing.
Yes, sir.
That's the type of seed we're talking about. That's a cheerful giver.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh? That's somebody have purpose in their heart to give.
Yes.
I want you to get to understand. I got a lot of information to give you.
Yes, sir.
But I want you to understand it because I'm going to some strong prophetic seeds that you know something about. But this morning, they're going to be unfold right before you.
Yes, sir.
All right? So now, we can live the abundant life. Now we can live in abundant finances.
Yes, sir.
By knowing that money cometh, brought with it the prophetic seed that describe how I'm going to come out.
Yes, sir.
All right? Yes. Now, to do that, Genesis 8:22 and Genesis 3:15 both have something to do with it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, in the beginning book, Genesis 8:22. And Genesis 3:15, while the earth remains,
yes.
Here we go, mm-hmm.
Seed time.
Some people stop there.
Yeah.
Seed time. Matter of fact, in the body of Christ, what I've seen is many good people stop right there.
Yes, sir.
And they're waiting. Seed time and harvest. They come at the same time.
Yes, sir. Same time. Yes,
yeah, the seed is prophesied.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing to pray about no more.
Right.
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
And there's nothing. All this prayer y'all praying about money. Shut up.
Yes, sir.
Sow.
So.
And let the seed pray.
Yes, sir.
Let the seed prophesy.
Yes.
See, the seed is a prophesier.
Yes,
I don't know if it's such a word, but it's my word. Yeah, the seed. So, seed, look, oh my goodness. While the earth remains, the earth still here.
Yes, sir.
Seed time and harvest, cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. So there's a lot of praying we're doing when we should be sowing.
Yes, sir.
God said, don't ask me nothing, buddy. Go do what I told you to do.
Yes, sir.
See?
Absolutely.
Praying for house note, car notes, cars you probably shouldn't have bought at that time. And then in Genesis 3:15, the seed is a revelation of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
The seed is prophesied in parallel with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
What Jesus did, the seed do the same thing.
Yes, sir. More powerful.
Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Now, ha. Now, when you carry your seed now, boy, you're going to be bold, right? Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Absolutely.
It carried the same power, same anointing,
yes, sir,
and will get the same result,
yes,
of Jesus dying on the cross.
Yes, sir.
Whoa. Wow.
Yes, sir.
It seemed like when Jesus died on the cross, those 3 days, it seemed like he wasn't coming back.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But the harvest.
Yes, sir. The harvest. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Must come.
Yes, sir.
You notice that?
Yes.
Now you got some seed in the ground right now. They're buried.
Yes,
they got to die.
Yes, sir. Yes,
the seed got to die.
Yes, sir.
But the seed, when the seed died, the harvest rise.
Yes. Yes, sir.
We're going to look at it in a few moments. See, you sow your seed and go to sleep.
Yes.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. It's just telling you, head and heel, that's two different things, you know. Heel, you can, the wound can come, but your head sometimes, it don't come back right, you see.
That's right.
And that's what the seed manifests the will of God.
Yes,
and it can't be stopped. All right, now. The prophetic seed has Christ's characteristic built in it.
Yes.
And that's why I read, look at it again, John 12:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth. But if it die, it bringeth. It bringeth, notice, forth much fruit.
Much fruit.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
And so that's the seed is carried a characteristic. I never heard that spoken. The seed carried a characteristic of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the kingdom of God is a seed kingdom.
Yes. Yes,
it works by seed.
Yes.
Because seed seems so insignificant.
Yes.
The enemy can't get the revelation.
Yeah. Right. Yes, sir.
See? They crucified the Lord of glory. They didn't recognize he was a seed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, Isaac sowed a prophetic seed.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
And look when he sowed it. Turn to Genesis 26. Look when he sowed it. What time was it?
Famine. Yes, sir.
Famine. You don't be sowing in on famine.
Come on, Apostle.
But he knew he had a prophetic seed. He had seen it before work no matter what else was going on.
Yes.
Whoa, the seed work.
No matter what else
is going on, no matter what is failing, no matter what economy situation going on, if a person understands the seed,
yes,
God can't fail.
Yes, sir.
So it doesn't matter what man say. It doesn't matter who vote for who and who vote for what, what who try to pass what law, pass other law. You got something to overrule all that.
Yes, sir. Got a seed. Yes, sir.
Yes.
You got a seed.
Yes.
Turn to Genesis. I want to read that because I got a major one I want to get into and a few things I want to say. Let me say a few things anyway. Turn to Genesis and I'm going to say a few things here that you might want to put in your note. The seed always prophesies to the harvest.
Yes, yes sir.
Money cometh, brought with it prophetic sowing.
Yes.
We hadn't seen it. The body of Christ hadn't seen it. Now, it happened in the book of Acts.
Yes, sir.
You know, laid the money at the apostles' feet.
Yes, sir.
But the body of Christ had not seen that until money coming came along 27 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody was coming in no altar with nothing. Now, in church, you know, some church, they won't play blind about it, but you can play blind as you want. We know.
Yes, sir.
Get ready to enjoy prophetic harvest.
Yes.
Or harvesting. Get ready to enjoy, come on, write that down, prophetic harvesting. Harvesting that you cannot explain.
Come on, Apostle.
With a calculator.
Yes, sir.
It just keep on coming.
Yes, keep on coming.
Money cometh is a commanded and commander seed.
Yeah.
It's a commanded seed, but it's also a commander seed. And then I've seen men and women tremble when they are pushed to increase their seed. And increasing seed is important. It's so important to have somebody. We're going to read about this widow, about this woman, and the prophet pressured her to increase her seed. He asked for water. The lady was going to get the water. He said, now bring me some bread. God, dog, man, I told you things rough already. But he's pushing her to another level of sowing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've seen men got so upset when men was trying to show them there's another level and they haven't got there yet. And I believe if they don't change, they'll never get there.
Yes, sir.
You got to sow sometime under pressure.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You got to trust God enough.
Yes, sir.
You got to know the preciousness of sowing is more powerful than the pressure of sowing.
Yes, sir.
You have to know that sowing is precious.
Yes, sir.
Let's just read. I love to read about Isaac. Isaac have helped me so much in financial understanding, because I sold in famine. Anybody ever sold in famine?
Yes, sir.
I sold, man, when it looked stupid to sow.
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't know where you were going, you understand?
Yes, sir.
And then I had seen a few people do it, but I really had to trust the Lord. Genesis 26:12. This is a powerful lesson here, what sowing can do. Undoubtedly, this boy had to be sowing prophetically.
Yes, sir.
I mean, because you just can't sow in a famine. Everybody else running and trying to hold on to the little saving account, got it all under the bed and everywhere. This guy just sowed in the day of famine.
Yes.
Now, what can that do for you? Where are you in your finances? Are you in a famine? Are you living from paycheck to paycheck? This is the time for you to hear it.
Yes.
The way out is prophetic sowing,
prophetic.
My sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
It works. It's not a hustler trying to get no money out of you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get money to you. I remember when the Lord told me, tell them, I don't know what state I was in, tell them that you come to get money to them, not from them.
Yes, sir.
That's been my mission. I've traveled all over the world to do that,
to
bring the revelation to people, because I know that God is going to take care of Leroy.
Yes, sir.
I'm here trying to take care of you.
Yes, sir.
But I know that God's going to take care of Leroy in the area of finances, because I have a financial anointing on me.
Yes.
All right, watch what happened.
Yeah.
12 verse. Mm-hmm. Then Isaac sowed in that land. That's a land. What kind of land it is? Land of famine, right?
Yes,
then Isaac sowed in that land. I bet you met some people up there. And sowed in what? Look at it. I want you to look at the verse now, because y'all, we could have sowed in, it says, and then Isaac sowed in that land and what?
Received.
And receive.
Yes.
You can't sow without receiving.
Yes,
come
sir.
On, Apostle.
What did he receive? The land of famine. where it come from?
Mm-hmm.
See, seed, oh Lord, hallelujah. Seed has an unseen source.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
So it doesn't matter how things look.
Right.
Seed, I'm going to say it another way now. Seeds. Prophetic seeds has supernatural source.
Yes, yes sir. Yes, sir.
Prophetic seed has miracle.
Yes.
Source.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In a family.
In a family.
I'm just seeing this more now. Look, see, Isaac sowed and received.
And receives.
In a family.
In a family. Yes, sir.
How many of y'all ready to come out your famine?
Yes, sir.
You're financial famine.
Yes,
how many of y'all want to have everything paid for then have a lot of money to put in the gospel?
Yes, sir.
And just sow like you're out of your mind.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes,
well, here it is right here.
Yes, sir.
Yep, yep.
See, because I know that there are some who I'm talking to, even though you're a good person, even though you love God, but your finances are not straight.
Yeah.
And here's what God sent me for. To show you, it's no, you can't wait to sow.
Come on, Pastor.
You can't pray about sowing.
Yes, sir.
You have to know about sowing.
Yes, sir.
And you have to know that there's no condition, no matter where you stay or what it looked like, can stop you from receiving.
Yes, sir.
So I want to talk about supernatural receiving.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got it right here. I mean, you can't see this. Then Isaac sowed in that land. Now, that land, you got to go back to the first verse and see, it was a land of famine.
Yeah.
And received in the same year. And a hundredfold.
Yes.
Wait a minute. And the Lord.
And the
Lord. And the Lord blessed him. What he received came from the Lord, right?
Yes.
Didn't come from the economic pressure or the situation. It came from the Lord. Hallelujah. And the man waxed great. What made him wax great? The seed?
Yes.
Look at verse 13. And went forward and grew until he became very great. See, the seed did that. Look, the seed did verse 13.
Yes.
Seed did verse 14.
Yes.
For he had possession of flocks. Not no flock. Flocks.
Flocks.
And possession of herds. Not a herd. Herds. And great stores of servants. Not one servant. Servants. All that came from a seed.
Yes.
Now here what you got to be able to understand. And the Philistine, the nun sowers, envied him. You ever saw a nun sower envy a sower?
Yes, sir.
They said, there Ron go again. Now, they say, now, he got 40,000, now he's getting 10,000, now he come with 5,000. You ain't got to be doing all that, man. That's just, pressure. Mm-hmm. Pressure on your butt so you can realize that's the only way you're going to get out.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, every time somebody sow, every time you see somebody sowing, listen to those of you online, every time you see that, watch what you think. Watch what you say.
Yes.
It's a good time to pray.
Yes, sir.
Lord, give me that.
Yes, sir.
Because that's how you get out.
That's it. See,
you. Let me hit you something. You don't get $2 million contract and $5 million contract by not sowing.
Right. Yes, sir.
Now, why you drop your cup that time? See, the body of Christ have not been seeing this.
Yes.
But the body of Christ needs to see this because Abraham, Isaac, I'm talking about Isaac now, and Jacob, got to come back to the body of Christ and bring them up to par in this area also.
Yes, sir.
Y'all singing choir, 220 people singing. Got some people with a flag dancing, broke, just dancing all over the place and broke. I'm not talking about all that. That's all right to dance, but you ought to dance some money in your pocket.
Yes, sir. Yes,
y'all think that's going to get it? No, you got to sow. You got to quit all that dancing and sow.
Yes.
Quit all that singing and hooping and falling back and like you're doing something. Sow.
Sow. Yes, sir.
I remember the Lord told me, sowing will stop all owing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good, sir.
Yeah. You don't owe nobody nothing. Mm-hmm. You know? Huh?
Yes,
sir.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. You should say, how that feel? How long you got? I can talk to you for years about that. I know God is real.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Flocks, this man. So I'm stuck here. Verse 15, for all the wells which his father's servant had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistine, had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Amalek said to Isaac, verse 16, and Amalek said to Isaac, see, now this is what happened to us all. Go from us. See, I left Geismar, and I'm standing in Gonzales by prayer. Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Man, you mean, I'm just gonna say it. You tonight you come by my yard. It got light jump all out the trees. You know, big old fence. We said, what? Who would get on away from here?
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes.
I understand them though. Because I know it from the scripture, all right?
Yeah.
All right, so now, the prophetic seed has Christ characteristic built in it.
Yes.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
Let me take you to this, because I'm going to mess around a lot of time, and I know this is so powerful. Go with me to 1 Kings 17.
Yeah.
1 Kings. That's what a lady was pushed to sow more. A lady getting ready to die. I'm broke. She's broke. And this man come along. But I'm going to show you something happened here. This is so powerful. When I was meditating this morning, we're talking about money coming, releases prophetic sowing. Say prophetic sowing three times.
Prophetic sowing. Prophetic sowing. Prophetic sowing.
All right, all right. Which predicts your financial future. Mm-hmm. Sowing prophetically is a prediction of your financial future.
Yes, sir.
It's prophesying to the harvest.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, 1 Kings 17. You've heard this message, this teaching on this woman, but I want you to see a few things out of here this morning. My goodness. Verse 8. Now, this is not prophetic song. Then the lad launched. In John 6 was prophetic sowing.
Yeah.
Why was it? She said, Jesus already knew what he's going to do.
Yeah.
He knew that seed was going to be there.
Yes, sir.
And he could multiply that seed.
Yes, sir.
The woman who anointed Jesus' head with oil was doing some prophetic sowing.
Yes.
Now, the church didn't understand it. The group, the disciples didn't understand it because it was prophetic.
Yes, sir.
The widow who will give her last mite.
Uh-huh.
It was prophetic sowing because Jesus was watching for a sower.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus ain't watching for all y'all clapping your hand, dancing around. He watching for soul.
Yes, sir.
When he come to church, he don't sit by the choir. He sit by the treasure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good man. I mean, you can sing and not sow.
That's correct, right?
You got a voice. Mm-hmm. The music playing. Huh?
Yes, sir.
But singing don't bring no harvest.
No.
I know some good singers, bro. All right, now, listen very carefully to this teaching. At the 8th verse, 1 Kings 17, don't miss it. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to show me some things as I go even deeper.
Yeah.
And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, talking to Elijah, the raven used to feed him, and he was by the brook that dried up. Now, watch what he say in verse 9. Watch what he say in verse 9. God is aiming to create a prophetic sowing that will get this lady out of trouble.
Yes, sir.
Just like Elisha ministered to her, I'm here ministering to you this morning.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Papa.
All right, you see it?
Yes, sir.
All right, now watch. Verse 9. Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Watch what he said now. Behold, God talked to Elijah now.
Yes.
I have commanded. What?
Command.
What? Is there such a thing as a commanded seed?
Yes. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
I wrote in my note, a commanded seed make you a commander.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God will lay it on your heart to sow a seed.
Yes, sir.
Listen, listen, listen. He commanded her. Mm-hmm. Wow. I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. How many of y'all see that?
Yes. Yes, sir.
God said to the prophet, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. But is that really so?
Come on, Apostle. Come on, sir.
A seed, I don't know if I can get the right word, is your substantiating.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
He actually commanded that woman to sustain herself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
How many see it? How many with me?
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
and so every time God aim and tell you sow a seed, he's commanding you to sustain yourself.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir. That's clear. Yes, sir.
If I say it this way, it's not about the seed. It's not about the need. Mm-hmm. It's about you.
Yes, sir.
A seed. Write this down. It's about me.
Yes, sir.
I never heard that.
Oh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A seed is not about the situation.
It's about me.
Seed is not about the soul.
Uh-huh.
The seed is not about the Lord. The seed is about me.
Yes, sir.
God don't need no seed.
Come on, Apostle.
He the harvest.
Yes, sir.
He was commanding that woman. She couldn't see it, but he sent her soul.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. He sent Saul to her in the wilderness. He sent one of his precious servants,
yes,
so she could have Saul to sow into.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God will send you Saul.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you right now, anytime I go somewhere, I'm sent Saul.
Yes, sir.
Anytime one of my sons or daughters go somewhere, they're sent Saul.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're Saul. They're Saul because if you sow there,
yes,
you're going to get a harvest.
Yes, yes, sir.
See, so I thank God for the one, you know, I watch on YouTube sometime. God got 65,000 people watching him. And I watch him. I say, whoa, my goodness. You come over, I might have 4,000 or 5,000 or 2,000 watching. See, these people don't even know. They don't even realize what God's trying to do for them.
Yeah. All right.
Now, I got more than the one they're watching.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it can't be them.
Yeah. Right.
So somebody's substanding me.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. Yeah.
See, because, see, Ron, I am a seed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sowing right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, an aspect, a different aspect of kingdom sowing,
yeah,
but I'm a seed, so my harvest is coming, brother,
yes, sir,
constantly for, yeah, being right here, right now. Listen, I want you to underline that I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he rose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. How many sticks are you gathering? Aren't you tired gathering sticks in your finances? Huh?
Yes, sir.
My gathering of sticks days are over, starting this morning, because I am a prophetic sower. Hallelujah. I wish somebody hear me. Gathering of sticks, and he called her and said, fetch me what I pray thee, a little water in a vessel,
yes,
that I may drink. Man, don't you see I'm getting sticky? Huh? But remember he said he had commanded her.
Yes, sir.
Now, somewhat, somewhere, this woman had some idea. She just had been afraid of, but she had some idea she had to do something.
Yes, sir.
And as she was going to fetch it, all right, here it is. Here's what people have a problem with. Now, this water not going to bring enough harvest.
Come on, Pastor. Yes, sir.
So now he makes another demand on our seed.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I want your seed to increase.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And as she was going to fetch it, she was going to sow that seed.
Right.
You know, he said, we're going to sow 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the boys said, let's sow 15,000. I said, what? You must be out of your crazy mind. You know, jump my mind, man, ain't nobody, I ain't going no higher on no seed. That's why you're not going no higher on your harvest.
Yes, sir. Yeah. More possible.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Fred Price squeezed the normality out of me.
Yeah.
By watching him. I said, where this man getting all this money from? This man sowing 50,000. I said, and it dawned on me, he getting it by sowing.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I will forever love Fred.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And as he was going to fetch it, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. She told her, increase the seed. She said, man, I'll go get you some water. And water was very expensive during that time because it had a drought.
Yes.
And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, verse 12,
yes,
I have not a cake. I know she said it. Wasn't in the Bible, she might have said something else. I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel.
Yes.
And a little oil. Look, the handful, come on, let me talk to you. Handful, little oil. How long you gonna be with a handful and a little oil? I mean, how long can you handle it if everything's shut down? People right now are losing their business.
Yeah.
Now, see, all these people, they're losing ballrooms, restaurants, businesses. These people were living on a hairy line.
Yes, sir.
It ain't been them 1, 8 or 9 months.
Right, right, right.
Jesus, you lose a business in 8 or 9 months, you ain't had no business.
Come on, sir.
They're crying about one. They want government aid. They don't want to hear the gospel.
Come on, sir.
They both start with a G.
Yes, sir.
Business shutting down. Churches shutting down all over the world. Churches.
Church.
Shutting down every day. Churches shutting down. Can't go no further. What happened? What are you living on? Are you living on a seed? Are you eating the seed? Is the seed still in the bottom?
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
It ain't nothing up since March.
Right.
And they're shutting down. Now I see them on TV, they're talking about help the small business. Help what? I don't care how mad you get, because y'all won't hear the gospel. God dog it, y'all won't sow. Y'all won't hear the gospel. I don't care with your broke self. I don't care what you think about me.
More apostles.
God, my souls.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to tell you, learn right now, if you sow, your business is going to stay. You can't stop your business when you sow.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You're just telling me you're not a sower.
Right.
You're trusting the wrong source.
Yes.
You're trusting people without trusting God. If you got to clothe it down, it's supposed to be clothed. Been in business, you've been in business 25, 30 years, come to your family generation, and you're going to cry out on national TV and crying out, talking about, I'm about to go on. I saw one man set a bunch of polo bags up in his restaurant, black and white. He said, I don't know what his point was, but he filled his restaurant up with bags. People are going out of their mind now, man. It's a money deal. It's two things, sickness and money.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Why do you think the Lord had me prophesying and got my sons and daughters preaching on health and preaching on wealth?
Yes, sir.
It's preparing us for this time.
Yes, sir. Yes. Come on, Apostle.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, the big boys and the small boys. Mm-hmm. The small boys bigger than the big boys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, because they got what's called success. Mm-hmm. But Joshua 1:8 talk about another thing called good success.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes.
Let me try to finish with this woman, because I see something here. I want to work with it. Let's go back to verse 12. And she said that the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. That's why I'm trying to get you away from that.
Yes.
And behold, I'm gathering 2 sticks, white, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Now you see, when I talk about those businesses, about the clothes, people say, he shouldn't do that. He said, people in trouble now. No, why you're in trouble?
Yes.
You're in trouble because you won't listen to somebody like me.
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
What your pastor told you?
Come on, Apostle.
Shh, man. My goodness. That we may eat it and die. That's what she said in the end of 12 verse. And Elijah said, her, fear not. What? Mm-hmm. Fear not. Yeah. So.
Yes,
fear
sir.
Not.
So. Yes, sir.
Fear not. Yes. So, woman, fear not.
Fear not.
He said, and Elijah said to her, fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me there. Uh-oh.
Come on, Apostle.
A little cake.
First.
What? Face. Now you know the woman cost that time, unless you say it. Face. And bring it unto me. Mm-hmm. What? Make the king and I'm not coming get it.
Bring it.
And after make, he prophesied. He has a prophesy. And after make for thee and for thy son.
Yes, sir.
So the Lord sent prophesying Saul to her.
Yes, sir.
Look what he says in verse 14. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of all fail until the day that the Lord sent his rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days.
Yes, sir.
And the barrel of meal waste not, neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah.
Yes.
money
coming
to me
now.
That's prophetic.
Yes, sir.
But it does not work without a seed.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, let's go a little further. I'm going to go a few more minutes. And I didn't do that text, Jesse. There's a whole lot more in there. A prophetic seed is a seed of cheerfulness and purpose.
Yes.
And grace. The prophetic seed is a seed of cheerfulness and purpose and grace. And I'm just going to give you the scripture for it. 2 Corinthians 9:6-12. And 2 Corinthians 8:1-9. That was a grace sowing.
Yes.
Come. They sowed beyond themselves. Turn to 2 Corinthians 8. Look at that a minute. See, sowing, prophetic sowing is grace. You got to have grace to do it because you're not gonna do it normally.
No. Right.
See, I think everybody began, unless you're born like the rich young ruler, and he was sad because he was broke. Mm-hmm. The rich young ruler was broke.
Yes, sir.
I said the rich young ruler was broke.
Yes, sir.
Because he didn't know God. He didn't respect God. He just got it by inheritance.
Yes, sir.
But most people born in an average family, and they tell you get a good job. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that body of Christ.
Right.
But here the Lord throughout his scripture is telling you, sow the seed, and the seed will make you rich.
Yes, sir.
Now, see, some preachers don't want me to say that because they don't want to talk about riches, but I don't care. I know what the seed did for me, and I know what it did for a whole lot of other people.
Yes, sir.
That if you sow, the Lord will make you rich because he will to make you a higher soul.
Yes, sir.
Because he got so many, don't want to give nothing. Mm. They all gimme, 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 gimme.
Right.
And gimme gimmicks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't want to shut up. I don't know. There's a whole lot of information is that the Lord putting out. This prophetic seed is powerful.
Yes, sir.
I say it's powerful.
It's powerful.
Yeah. How can people sow like these people? How can the lady just like she just sowed? Here's another group. 2 Corinthians 8:1. What's happening here? Moreover, brethren, we do with the grace of God bestowed upon the churches of Macedonia. How then the great trial of affliction. The abundance of their joy, their deep poverty. Now, that don't even sound right. Abounded unto the riches of their liberality. You look at that second voice. That voice is confusing if you ain't got no revelation. What? How that great trial of affliction. What great trial of affliction, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? And we're talking about money.
Yes, sir.
And great trials of affliction. How many of y'all ever had that and found it? I had it.
Yes.
Man was at the door. I was hiding. The abundance of thy joy. Watch what else it says. And their deep poverty. In that one voice, deep poverty, abounding to the riches of their liberality. That don't even sound right. See, you got to have the anointing for this voice to come out in your life. It don't even sound right. For to their power I bear record, yeah, and beyond their power. They were what?
Willing
of themselves, praying us with, come on, take this money. Praying of a much entreaty that we would receive. Take it. Take this seed. Take this seed. Take this seed. I mean, take this seed, man.
Yes, sir.
And take upon us the fellowship. No, wait a minute. Well, man, I'm all praying of much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering. Ministering? Ministering? You mean tell me seed? Mm-hmm. Sowing is ministering?
Yes, sir.
You mean to tell me sowing is a ministry?
Yes, sir.
Everybody won't prophesy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everybody won't lay hand on a sick.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Everybody got a song from the Lord.
Come on, Papa.
Yes, sir.
What about sowing?
Uh-huh.
And you know, it went on and said, you'll just read it. I wrote about this woman. I went back to this woman in 1 Kings 17. I'm not going back to the text, but I want to say something about her. She didn't know it, but God had set her up to sow a prophetic seed.
Yes, sir.
She didn't know it. God had set her up. I don't want to take this back home. I won't give it to you. What is a prophetic seed? A seed that produces a harvest before it arrives.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
a seed that know how to die and stay buried until the Spirit bring forth a resurrection. Mm-hmm. We're talking about prophetic seed.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Let's close in a glorious text that I think will speak to this in Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. I'm going to close in a glorious text. I'm preaching for results, not for popularity.
Yes, come on, Apostle.
I want you to be able to listen back at this and hear God speaking to you and telling you your John 10:10 experience has come.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Amen.
The seed stops the thief from killing and destroying your finances.
Yes, sir.
Mark chapter 4. Let's close there. Mark chapter 4. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
How many online, son? Daughter? Who back there? Got to get it straight. I make sure. Son and daughter. Make sure. I got to make sure. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Because I mean, they are 727. They are socialists who want to marry two men and marry two women. And tell them, be happy spouses. Be no happy spouses.
Yeah, come on.
And then they won't kill babies.
Right.
Then they won't tell me when I can go to church.
Yeah.
Y'all better stop just going in them boots, just pulling them levers. Mm-hmm. Y'all better pray and ask God for some wisdom.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I wonder where that come from. Mark 4. Let's close here. Let me make a statement so you have this statement. Kingdom sowing is prophetic.
Yes.
Kingdom sowing
is prophetic.
All right? Now, here's how it worked. Mark 4:26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God. What he said? So is the kingdom of God.
Yes.
As if a man should cast seed in the ground. Wow. The kingdom of God. And should sleep and rise night and day. And the seed should spring and grow up. Now look at the last part of verse 27. Because I sure can't. He knows not how. I've sown seed. I had no idea what God, how he's going to do it. In the most amazing way. I mean, people you wouldn't think. People you didn't think had a seed. Come up with $1,000.
Yes, sir.
Said, Lord told me to bring this to you. I said, what? Mm-hmm. See, he knows not how.
Yes. Come on, Apostle.
He knows not how.
Yes, sir.
Do you trust him?
Yes, sir.
Do God keep his word?
Yes, he does.
Come on, now become a sower this morning. He knows not how. You don't have to know how. Mm-hmm. See, on your job, you know how that little Mickey Mouse check gonna come.
Right.
Everybody know that.
Yes,
for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Look at verse 29. I was meditating the other day, and the Lord said, the seed and the sickle come from the same place. See, because sure enough, if you sow a seed, you're going to use the sickle.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I've seen many sickle days come.
Yes, sir.
And I'm trying to sow. He said, hold up, I'm about to do something for you right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, y'all know something about that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so the sickle, don't, when the fruit is brought forth immediately, wait a minute. First, for the earth bring forth the fruit of herself, bring forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, and after that the full corn in the ear.
Yes.
But when the fruit, see, don't try to harvest the blade.
Yes,
sir.
Don't try to harvest the ear. Mm-hmm. But when the fruit is brought forth immediately, he put it in the what?
Sickle.
Not the seed now, sickle. Because what?
The harvest is time.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know right now the harvest is time for harvest time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, people who are functioning in God's program and God's way don't have to worry about a thing.
Yes, sir.
Churches, all my sons and daughters, and none of them crying, none of them complaining. Matter of fact, they're increasing.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Huh? It sounds like a famine, doesn't it?
Yes,
but they're increasing because they have been taught over the years how to sow and how to obey God. Yes. That's why they don't have nothing to worry about.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Write this down. Presenting your seed not by merit, M-E-R-I-T, I believe it's right, but by the mercy of God.
Yes, sir.
Money coming came with the prophetic seed connected to it.
Yes.
Money coming came with the prophetic seed connected to it.
Yes.
Money coming releases prophetic sowing. Little did that lad knew that day, John 6, that he was sowing a prophetic seed.
Yes.
I have to believe out of those 12 baskets, he got what he wanted out of
it. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Jesus is such a gentleman. He probably told him, call your parent. Tell them bring the wagon.
Come on, Bob.
And come get what you have sown.
Yeah.
My. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, because it was prophetic, because Jesus said, the Bible says he asked them questions, but he already knew what he was going to do.
Yes, sir.
He was going to use a sower.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
He was going to use a seed.
Yes, sir.
Then he turned. The other day I was studying and meditating that. Then he turned after he took the bread and put it in the disciples' hand. He wanted the seed multiply.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
This morning, I want you to multiply. I want you to increase. Go over this over and over again because money coming brought prophetic sowing with it.
Yes, sir.
Junior?
Hallelujah.
Prophetic song.
Yes, sir.